A solo nutrition practice becomes a corporate wellness resource. Hey friends, hey community, what's up? Cytosol School listeners, thank you so much for being out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. In this week's Throwback Thursday segment, we're going to discover how a freelance nutritionist transitions from personal meal plans, just kind of selling them to individuals, to providing a more comprehensive corporate wellness program. Corporations tend to pay more than individuals and also tend to be more just reliable, sustainable in terms of long-term income, or at least they can be depending on the industry. In her case, she has created ongoing value for employees, employers, and stable income for herself. That sounds like three good things to me. Last week in this series, we heard from a Vancouver production assistant who built a side hustle around sourcing hard-to-find props. That was pretty cool. Today, a different service. You're going to hear from Mila talking about this transition from individual nutrition plans to corporate resources. Let's hear the story directly from her. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
I'm Mila, a nutritionist who began by crafting personal meal plans for busy professionals. Initially, I worked one-on-one with lawyers, tech consultants, and overworked managers who lacked the time or know-how to maintain a balanced diet. Each client received customized guidelines, a list of staple ingredients, and a few bonus recipes. That approach was straightforward but limited. After I handed over the plan, they were on their own. Some did okay, but others kept sliding back into old habits. I realized I needed a more dynamic way to keep them engaged and accountable, something that extended beyond a single PDF. Around the same time, a former client of mine became an HR director at a mid-sized marketing firm. She asked if I could deliver a presentation on healthy snacking and midday energy slumps for her staff. While setting up that workshop, it clicked. Addressing nutrition in a group setting felt more scalable than tackling it client by client. It was a natural evolution. I'd seen how isolated support often fizzled out, but collective enthusiasm could keep everyone motivated. My first corporate gig was small, about 20 employees who complained they crashed every afternoon. I put together a simple PowerPoint, a printable office-friendly snack guide, and offered a Slack channel where they could ask questions. The feedback was immediate. They wanted more. They asked for follow-up sessions, so I scheduled another workshop a month later. Soon, the company requested a monthly package, a series of rotating webinar topics, a digital resource library, and short recorded lessons about portion control, gut health, and mindful eating. I also set up a meal tracking spreadsheet employees could use to log progress and share results with colleagues. Once I had that first case study, I approached other firms and consulting agencies in my network. Every pitch emphasized the same logic. Improving employees' nutrition could cut down on afternoon slumps, reduce sick days, and boost morale. Instead of one-off meal plans, I offered an ongoing partnership. Year-round access to curated content, periodic live sessions, and seasonal Eat Well challenges that aligned with the company's health initiatives. As more companies signed on, I recorded short video lessons on common issues like handling sugar cravings, quick desk-side lunches, and strategies for dining out during business travel. I uploaded these to a members-only portal so employees could learn at their own pace. To keep it fresh, I invited guest experts, a sleep coach one month, a stress management consultant the next, ensuring the wellness advice felt comprehensive and well-rounded. Each corporate client paid a monthly fee, providing stable revenue and predictable demand. I didn't have to scramble to find new individual clients every week. By focusing on partnerships, I reached more people all at once and could refine my materials through their feedback. Instead of sending one meal plan at a time, I was creating a supportive environment where better nutrition became a shared goal rather than a solitary struggle. My decision to pivot from one-on-one coaching to corporate wellness wasn't about abandoning personal connections. It was about making my guidance more accessible and sustainable. Now, instead of just hoping clients stick to their meal plans, I see entire teams celebrating healthier habits together. It's more effective, more engaging, and from a business perspective, a far more stable income.
All right, big thanks to Mila for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of thousands of episodes. We are really close to episode 3000, which is just so fun, so amazing. I appreciate your support, and I hope the podcast is helpful to you. That's what it's all about. SideHustleSchool.com/questions for notes and also for asking questions, other resources and such. New episodes come out every single day, 7 days a week. Much more is on the way. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.